Tiara, if you can hear me, take yourself off mute. It's still showing that you're on mute. Okay,
There we go.
say
And
something.
we are live.
All right.
Okay, after technical difficulties, we are live, finally, for
Yes.
tonight's episode. Welcome back to the Industry Podcast with me, Ashara Damore, and my co-host.
Tiara Monique, hey.
Okay, and we are back talking about networking and socializing as a Black female independent artist. TR, would you like to go first or would you like me to begin?
Ooh, man, this
This
topic
was.
here,
Yeah.
it's so intricate. And I don't mind, diving into it first because my first thought behind this topic is how unpredictable it can be on both sides of the spectrum, whether you are socializing or you're intentionally networking. They kind of go hand
Yeah.
in hand, but it also, I think we were having this conversation the other day, it also kind of makes it interesting when you find yourself in situations with people where it's like, okay, this is a networking opportunity, but I still want to cultivate a great rapport and maybe a great relationship. But then at the same time, people that you may know, that it's still kind of a social thing, but it's like, well, this is my life. I don't want to drown you in everything that I'm doing too. So it's a lot that goes into it. I find it to be a learning process as we go along because we do come across so many different people within the music entertainment industry. And you know how they say, I think it's 6 degrees of separation. We were talking about that too previously. And you never know. You never know. And I think that goes back to why people say, what's meant for you is for you. And when it's your time. And everybody's journey is different. Like, man, I could give so we were talking about this too. I can give so many examples of times where I was just in different realms, and I we were talking about seizing the opportunity when it comes to networking with people, and I felt like personally I've done a great job at doing that. But then we have those moments we look back on where we're like, man, I was just in a moment. I was
Not
not focused
thinking.
about none of that. So yeah, overall, I think it takes a certain level of like experience and intention when it comes to networking and socializing because you do see the benefits from aligning with certain people, but at the same time, you still want to keep a great social circle around you because that contributes to your overall progress as far as like, are you guys talking about the same things? Are you guys, motivated? Do you have like I don't want to say the same goals, but like, is the mission the same? Are we trying to elevate ourselves in our music? Are we trying to elevate ourselves in our business? Are we trying to reach a certain, I guess you could say, tax bracket? Are we trying to, perform in certain places? Who are the people that align with those things? Who are the people that can help us to elevate or, reach those certain feats? So it's a lot that goes into it. That's what I'm gonna start off saying. That's what I'll say.
Okay, I think that was a great introduction to the topic. And I guess, for me, my first thoughts when we decided this was going to be the topic for today's episode is that networking is about finding your tribe. And I say that because a lot of times, over or just over the years, I'm like, you meet people and then it's like you just meet them, it's nothing after that. You met them once and you don't really make that connection, and and sometimes that can be disappointing depending on what your expectations was. And that's another thing, just not having going in, not having expectations of anyone or anything happening from this meeting or this just this interaction that may only be one time. And that's why, going back to finding your tribe, it's like a lot of times, you have to make a genuine connection with people. And you have to have a purpose behind connecting. And
Yeah.
sometimes it's just not the right fit for whatever reason. It's not. And learning to be okay with that and just walking away, still just being grateful for the experience and being grateful for being around, like-minded people, or just having the experience in general. I think that when you do finally make those connections, that it's important to nourish those relationships and do your best to stay connected. Reach out, genuinely reach out. And if you see somebody that you met and it's like, oh, I see you're working on this project, congratulations. It could be that simple. Or, inviting them to your next event or something that you haven't gone, like basically keeping the relationship going, not necessarily, needing something from the person, but like genuinely building a connection with that person. So it's not just like a transactional thing, or like, oh, how can you help me? Or can you help me?
That part.
So, 'cause then it makes it a lot easier for you to do business with somebody, or for somebody to refer you, or to keep you in mind when something does come up that you could be a part of, or that could benefit you, or again, like I said, just sharing information with you, just tidbits, little gems, whatever. And it's not awkward if you do have to reach out to them and you do need something that they could help with because it's in their realm of expertise or something like that. And I don't know, I just feel like over the years, it's just developing my networking muscle is still something that I've been doing. And I've had to change my mindset around it so many times. And also just keeping things in the forefront of my mind, like remaining, always remaining professional in settings, especially when I'm working. And that doesn't mean like not being friends with somebody if you really can be friends, but knowing how to create that balance, because I also feel like I've connected with people who they kind of came at me like, oh, we're cool, they shared a lot of their personal fucking information. I don't know why I just cuss like that, but shared a lot of their personal information.
Came from your
And
soul.
then it was just like, you trying to act like they my best friend, you know what I mean? And then it was so fake. And it was like I let my guard down a little bit, and I was just like, you know what? I'm really careful with that now. So again, that goes back to being genuine and making sure that. And also, just another thing I want to say, it's like going in, when you're going into certain situations, going with the. And I know, and this may not even just be as an independent artist. I feel like, a lot of times you go in and you're like, oh, like, oh, I hope people like me. You know what I'm saying? Or it's like, ooh, that kind of thing. But changing the perspective of like, I hope I like somebody when I get there, instead of being. Instead of, because then that way, if I don't, then that way, if I don't connect with somebody, I don't take it like a personal hit, like, dang, I didn't make any connections, and it's because, I'm not cool enough or whatever. And it's not that. Like, again, it's back to finding your tribe. And if you don't have stuff, if you can't connect, you don't have something in common with people, or if they're just not checking for you for whatever reason, they're not. And then also, I just want to say that, making yourself visible, the more visible you are, the more people are drawn to you. So a lot of times, let's say if it's something that happens, maybe it's something that happens in your town or wherever you are, like maybe it's like every 6 months they do this type of event or mixer or whatever it is that you're going to, right? Ooh, and then hi, welcome listener. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is the Industry Podcast with me, Ashara Damore, and my co-host.
Yes, me, Tiara Monique.
And today's topic is networking and socializing as a Black female independent artist. And I was just talking about my experience. I'll continue with saying that, with networking, you have those connections have to be genuine, like I
Yeah.
was saying. And a lot of times, I've gone into situations where I felt like, I had to make an impression on someone, and really, I should be checking for people who make an impression on me. And then not only that, but you have to be seen more often for people to be attracted to you. So if it's something that's going on, and like, oh, this is something that typically happens every 6 months or every weekend or whatever, go to it more often, and then maybe you start seeing the same people, and then people get to see your face. So it makes it easier. It's for people to approach you, because now it's like, I've seen you several times, and no, I didn't talk to you the first time. But and that's also a principle of like marketing. Like, if you even an ad, like, it's like you have to see something seven times before you buy it. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that. Somebody might have to see you seven times
Sometimes 21.
in their circle, yeah, sometimes 21 times in their circle to recognize you and want to say something and want to reach out and feel comfortable with it, like, hey, who is that person? So yeah, I'll just leave it at that. And if you have any things to add, I have a lot more to talk about, but
No,
I don't wanna
I
go
feel
over.
you, 'cause you made a valid point, like, about one, connections being genuine. And I feel like personally that's something I've had to learn over the years, and not because of like I didn't want genuine connections. What I mean by that is like, I've connected with different people, and I love having genuine connections. And then it's like at the same time, in those genuine connections, when I know I come across people that I know could really help me or benefit me, it does start to become a little bit intimidating. And I say that because it's like, and I know for me, in the back of my mind, it's like, man, this is a great connection. At the same time, I don't want it to come across like, oh, I just need something. And then in turn, it's like, yeah, I do need some help, but let me do A, B, C, D, E, F, G first, and then, reach out to them so they can keep up with my progress. And then from there, if there's some way that they can help move me along, then fine, it'll make me feel more comfortable. But it's also a double-edged sword too, because sometimes in those gaps in communication, the strength of the relationship may waver a little bit. And it's not because of a personal thing, just because of that time. But I think what you said too, just knowing who your tribe is and who you connect with, those small details, they don't matter in the end. Because if somebody is genuinely interested in connecting with you, networking with you, like you have a genuine relationship, vice versa. And when it comes down to it, and you guys can be of benefit to each other, or somebody's higher than the other and can bring them up, whatever the case may be, it does turn out to be a beautiful thing. But then, like you said too, taming your expectations is a huge thing too. Not walking into things, not saying you can't expect the best for yourself. You should absolutely always expect the best for yourself. But just in a sense of what you said, like, not expecting a certain outcome. Because I don't know about other people, but I know for me, as a Black female independent artist, we carry a lot. And I don't know, my nerves get the best of me sometimes, because I know that what we do eventually, it does fall into, being a thing that we have to place dependence on, like certain people and certain things. We have to delegate certain things. We have to be comfortable with certain people picking up, I don't want to say the slack, but you know what I'm saying? Like, filling in those gaps that we don't necessarily need to fill in, because we need to be more focused on our craft. But, long story short, what I will say is that within networking in itself, like how you said, like going to different places, meeting with different people, it does take time, because you can go to several different places and still not feel like you've met who you're supposed to meet or make that genuine connection with certain people until like your 30th event, you know. It's very, you know what I mean? Like, it's really unpredictable. Or, you know, you find yourself, like you said, connected to people, and it was really a short-term, temporary thing. Like, you know, you learn what lesson you need to learn from it, and whatever the case may be. But in the long run, you know, that wasn't a lasting thing. It's so funny. It makes me think of an example. Without naming any names, like I was connect. Well, I'm still connected with a local radio station here who I definitely love and admire. And through their team, I got connected to someone that was a producer, writer, and was looking to work with a female singer. Okay, so I did work with him for a short period of time. It didn't really go far because we just had two totally different work ethics, and you know, it was just kind of an ego clash. And I hate to say that because I don't want to make it seem like, you know, I was in my ego. It's not that. We'll have another topic about that, about female experiences with males. But anyway, you know,
Because
that relationship was short-lived.
No,
Right?
I
That
could.
relationship was very short-lived. But if I did not, you know, collaborate with him for the short time I did, I wouldn't have known about particular equipment that would have been beneficial to my career, like certain cameras, certain lighting sets that I should get in comparison to what I already had. So, you know, it served its purpose, but that's something, you know, people don't really highlight as much. And I understand because nobody wants to highlight the negative side, but you know, it's a learning experience. You're going to come across those people that, you know, I'm not going to say they don't mean you any good, but I am going to say like it's just a temporary, you know, connection, and you take the lesson, you gain the knowledge from it, and you apply it and move forward. And then when you connect with people that are there for the long run, it's a benefit to that situation or whatever project it is, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
And I think you just explained exactly what networking is. I mean, it's some people you network and it can get you this gets you to the next step. And sometimes that's for a season that's short or for a season that's long. And I think that the thing that has been one of my struggles is just like, you know, I wanted to have longer term connections with people, and I've had mostly shorter term. And I want to say something about when you were saying with, you know, men and women. I think also as a woman in networking, a lot of times, you know, it's very male dominated when networking in entertainment, and that can be so different. And I also can see the difference in how men network with other men. I feel like, you know, they immediately will pull up a man before they pull me up and put me on and to, you know what I'm saying, like do something with me or whatever, think about me. And I feel like it just seems easier for other men to, you know, relate to one another. And I guess that would be natural, but then it's also been, you know, a struggle for me because I could see right there in my face, like, okay, like this is happening. This is happening in front of me. Like, y'all see me, you saw me, you said you was gonna do this, but you put them in front of me. We supposed to be networking, like, you know, but it's definitely a boys' club. It's definitely, you know, bro, you know, bros, you know, forever
Yeah,
kind of
like
thing.
a guy
And
has
that's
to
why.
I would say it's like a guy has to vouch for you almost. Like it seems like
Yeah,
the popular
it does seem
situation.
like that, but I also feel like, you know, at the same time, you know, you want the right, if it is a guy that's gonna vouch for me, it needs to be the right one. And I feel like, you know, in networking, and let's talk about this. In networking, there's a lot of gatekeepers. I also feel like, you know, you'll meet somebody and they'll be like, oh yeah, you know, they may have all these connections and stuff, but it's like they're gatekeeping their contacts. They feel like, oh well, I've worked so hard to get here, And yeah, I like you. Yeah, I want to work with you. Yeah, you're cool. Okay, I'll let you do this with me, but I won't let you get into this next door. I'm going to somehow block you from this. And that's a lot of times why I just end up do working alone a lot, because I don't have the energy to deal with someone who is actively blocking me for no reason, only because I'm a woman or because some other type of, I don't know, underlying reason that is unknown to me, and I don't know why. So that's another thing with, like, once you do, okay, like, you make a connection, y'all cool, we're working together. But then, when it's time for me to, like, level up, you don't want to see me continue to network within your network. And that can be frustrating. And so that's why, back to finding your tribe. And those are like, it's only so, sometimes it's only so far you're gonna go with a person, and that's okay. And as far as a man vouching for me or whatever, like, I've gave that up a long time ago. Like, nobody has to co-sign for me. I co-sign for myself. I put myself on. There is not one person that's gonna, in particular, that's gonna put me on better than me. And I feel like, the more I talk about myself, the more opportunities I make for myself, people, the networking and all that stuff, that's it means something. And yes, you do need people, and yes, you should make friends and stuff, but again, if it's not genuine, it doesn't matter. If the
I
people
agree.
that
And
you keep meeting are not trying to network with you and don't want to see you win, or don't want to help you, don't want to work with you, then I mean, then there's no point. Like, what else? But you still, but I still have to work. I still have to put food on the table. So what am I gonna do? But I say that to just, like, don't give up with networking, and just keep going, because I do feel like, they just other saying, like, oh, your network is your net worth and stuff like that. Like, I mean, that could be true. I do feel also, who you surround yourself by does, your association does have a lot of effect on how others may view you. But never lose sight of how what you think about yourself and how you view you. And that goes back to, making sure when if you have a target, set targets. Who do you want to be around? What is the circle that you're going after? Like, okay, I'm networking, I'm just trying to randomly meet people. Okay, but are there specific people that you want to be connected to? Have a strategy. How am I going to meet this person? When I do meet this person, what am I going to say? Like, prepare. Like, know what you're going to say. Know what you're going to, what, you know what I mean? Like, have go over that stuff kind of in your mind of who, what is your ideal circle look like? Who are these people? What do they do? What do you have in common? Also, sometimes, again, when you're trying to make a genuine connection, like, let's say, for instance, like, a lot of people play golf, let's say, but you don't play golf right now. Like, learn how to play golf. Like, learn a new, like, get a new ho hobby. Like, what's the other stuff you can connect on? Because a lot of people, they don't make an initial connection of, like, oh, well, just talk business. Like, people talk about, like, personal stuff that they have going on. So having unique hobbies and having other stuff that makes you interesting draws people to you. So don't just be like a one trick pony and just always be, oh, like, business, like, have some other, elements to yourself that make you interesting and appealing to others. And, again, if it's something specific to particular people that you would like to hang around, maybe, I don't know, like, learn that thing that it is, or go move to that city. Move, you know what I mean? Like, what is it that, who are you trying to attract? Where did
And I'm
they?
so glad you said that, because you know what?
This is what I was saying, because I don't want to lose the point, but you made a really great point how you said you have to put yourself on, you got to have a strategy, know what type of people or network or market you're trying to touch and connect with. And when it comes to networking, socializing, it reminded me like this is a reason why I feel like a lot of people, especially within our demographic, as far as, being a black female independent artist, they eventually start to host their own things, whether it's events or like how we're doing this podcast right now, or you know what I mean? Creating their own
Platform.
social, exactly, platforms and circles so they can attract, or so we can attract those particular people that will be interested, may relate to us, can get to know us on a personal level, but then also, the people that may become invested, people that want to watch the journey, be a part of it. And that's a big thing too, because sometimes, like you said, you want to go to other places, you want to go to different cities, you want to try these different things, but then sometimes if you can't, you have to figure out what you can do. Start small and create it yourself. And that's so interesting because that's the type of society that we're kind of in right now, like where everybody is creating their own, whatever. Their own, you know what
Everybody's
I mean? Their
creating
own
their
bubble,
own
their own
platform.
world.
Everybody has, and that leads me into another thing I wanted to touch on with networking is using social media to network. We were talking about, okay, going out physically and connecting with people, but nowadays we have so many apps and so many platforms and so many other ways to reach out to people and connect with them. I mean, everybody, you can go on pretty much anybody's, if they have a website, they have an email address. You can email anybody. You can, a lot of people have their phone numbers on their websites. A lot of people, you can call people on Instagram. You can DM them. You can, all type of stuff you can do on different platforms across the board, even in YouTube, whatever.
The
Like
strategy,
TikTok.
you got a
It's
campaign.
strategy, So it's like you can reach out to people that you want to connect with directly right now. You don't have to wait to this event or for you to meet them miraculously somehow or whatever. If you have a strategy and you have something to offer, if you just want to introduce yourself, you can do that. But also be prepared for rejection. Be okay with rejection. That's kind of a part of the game. Like some people, they might not respond. Some people, may not, it may not resonate with them.
Some people may send you weird stuff. You never know.
Some people
I've
may send you
done
weird
that.
stuff, yeah. But using social media is also another, quick and easy way to connect with directly with people that you want to connect with and that you feel like would be, a great benefit to you and that you could greatly benefit. And it's always, that's another thing, like have the perspective of like, what can you offer? Not always like, what can somebody do for you, but what can you do for them? What can
I
you do for
agree.
them?
And you know what? That's so interesting too, because like a fun fact about me, a lot of people may not know or believe this, but I actually do not care for social media, like at all. And it's so interesting because I'm literally all over social media, right? But it's because of the point that you made, because it's so easy to connect with different people. But then also, when I am networking with people or meeting people, like that's my track record. That is my engagement. That is my online presence. That is my walking resume as an entertainer, as an artist, as a writer, as a creator. So, it is very important. And then it's like, you want to be able to, still be, what's the word I'm looking for? Accessible. I'm not saying accessible to everybody, but you still want to be accessible in the sense of like if you're talking to someone about what you're doing and what's going on and what you're capable of, like you said, well, how can you be a benefit to that person? They go look you up, they go check you out. Okay, yeah, I see she's been doing A, B, C, and D, and I see she's over here. And okay, she just did this the other day, so it wasn't like, a year ago. So it makes a huge difference, and that's a whole another topic. I think we're talking about the whole branding aspect and you know, get into that. But it really does. It really does help, because I've connected with so many people via social media. Like, now, don't get me wrong, I've probably changed phones more than most people change their underwear, but, you know, social media, social media has been there. So I do appreciate that, you know. But yeah, it does help, and it does make a difference. And, you know, people like to be able to feel like, oh, okay, yeah, I they can put the realness to it, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. I definitely agree with that. And I'm not surprised that you don't really care for social media. And I would say that social media is that's definitely something that I feel like is not my strongest point, and I'm working to get better at that. Because I know how powerful it can be when using it in the correct way. And that's something that I'm definitely getting better at. But I have, you know, I have been able to network on using social media, even with me feeling like, oh, I'm not the best, or, oh, it's really a struggle for me to, like, post and to make, you know, to make friends and to do whatever all that stuff is. It's just, it's a lot. It's so, so much. And I think that for me, you know, social media is more like, I'm more of the creative. Like, okay, I don't mind creating the content and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, posting it and staying relevant and responding.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know what I mean? All that stuff. Like, and, you know, doing 2 and 3, 4 posts a day, like, all that's too much. I'm not doing all that.
Yes.
So yeah. That's why, you know, I don't. And I don't know, I guess, like, and I don't know, for the way that I approach my career now, I have a totally different game plan on how I'm doing things anyway. And social media is a part of that. However, it's not the end all be all. And I do feel like, again, what you were saying, like, with creating your own, to network with people, creating your own platform, your events and stuff, because then people are coming to you. Then people, you're automatically put in a position of power then when it's your platform. So, yeah. You know, you get to see everybody's walking the door, and then people know, like, oh, it's being put on by you. And so, you know, it's making your presence more known to all the people that do respond to whatever it is that you're doing. And obviously, the more that you do it, the more that you become known for at least that particular thing. And, you know, with curiosity, which, you know, most people will go in and figure out, like, you know, oh, you also do this, you also do that. Right. And another thing I wanted to say, what's important when you do go to if you do go to anything that's in person or anything like that, or even, you know, some, like, online stuff, you could probably still use this principle. I think it's very important to introduce yourself to whoever's hosting the event that you're at, whoever put this on, whoever that person is. If they're accessible that day, if they're there and you can reach that person and walk up to them and speak, make sure you introduce yourself, because that person is the person who, they probably know a lot of people that are in that room, and or, you know, other people that you have no idea about. And that's just making it yourself, you know, and appreciating, like, hey, you put this on, and, you know, great. And the next time they do something else, hey, you know, again, you might not make that connection the first time and get information, but you might say the second time, like, oh, yeah, I do remember you. Okay, yeah. You know, like, yeah, you were in my last event or whatever. All right, cool. Like, again, becoming more familiar. A lot of times it may not be that first time that people recognize you. You have to get in front of them again and again and again until you don't have to reintroduce yourself. People have short-term memory, you know, and they don't always, they're not thinking about you when they go home. Like, they're not. So, you know, hard pill to swallow. I know you want everybody to review. I get it. And, you know,
we all have life going on.
Exactly. And it's, you know, they probably have, if it's the networking, they met hundreds of people that night. They seen plenty of people, you know, everybody's mixing and talking or whatever. So it's kind of hard to put a finger on, you know, who you met. And yeah, I just that's another little tidbit that I think is good for building those relationships. And just think that, yeah, just basically think of networking like building blocks or like Legos. Like, you know, it's connecting them together that creates, you know, the, I don't know, the building or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's
Yeah,
not,
your foundation. You know, the
yeah,
foundation.
it's not just a one-time thing and oh, I met these people, I rock with them now and we're about to go off and do this and that. Like, no, it's an gradual thing. Then, you know, and these certain people stick with you, and over time, you build a network. It takes time. I think it definitely takes time to build a network. And I feel like, you know, for me, I'm getting, I think I'm getting better at it. And I don't know. That's it. I think I'm getting better at it. I don't know.
I know exactly what you mean because you made a valid point. Like, you know, when you go to these different spaces and events and gatherings, like really getting in tune with the people that put it together. And that's a perfect example because I can't tell you how many times I've definitely done that and made some great connections with people I'm still in connection with to this day. And it goes back to also, you know, having a benefit to bring to them too, because that was my biggest thing. Like, you know, when before I approach these people, I'm looking at the event, how they put it together. My first thing is like, okay, how would I be an asset to them? Because I know how they can help me. And that's what I go in. And it was so funny. One of the most recent events I went to, it was so interesting because the person, one of the people that were over it, I didn't even know she was one of the people that were over it. I was literally just socializing with the people that were there, mixing and mingling, and they were outside and they had I love Double Dutch. So, you know, anybody that breaks out a Double Dutch rope, oh, sign me up. You need me to turn for you? Like, it was because it was a community thing with a lot of different youth and music stuff like that. And so I didn't know she was one of the people that were over it. So when they were going through the announcement, I said, oh my gosh, I got to make sure I actually introduce myself. And through her, I met like several different people to the point to where like now when it comes up again, that's an opening for me to be a performer, you know, for that event. So that, you know what I mean? That like that's those are the different types of, I guess you could say, benefits of just having that confidence too, and you know, utilizing your networking skills too. I remember going to like open mics before, in the city, and I met some of the same people like at different places. And I remember like I was going around introducing myself before I even hit the stage, just so people would know me when I got on stage. And even if they didn't know me prior to then, it's just like, oh yeah, she's the girl that came and spoke to me. Oh, she's singing now. Oh, okay. Let me really be in tune because those small things, they really do make a difference. And like you said, it is building blocks. It does take time because you want to keep those relationships going. And I know for me personally, something I've really just been doing my best to work on is, like you said, maintaining those relationships for an extensive amount of time. You know, not because I don't know how. Sometimes, you know, when you're at the independent level and you haven't reached that, I guess you could say, whatever level of success looks like to you, like when you haven't reached that yet, at least for me, like I'm there on the tipping point. It's like when life happens, sometimes it does get hard to maintain certain relationships. And then I know for me, like sometimes I will feel like a little, I guess I don't want to say embarrassed, but that's the best word I can think of, like because I never want people to think like, oh, I just forgot about them, when it's like, no, you know, maybe I had to move here or maybe something happened and now I finally got a chance to upload my thousands of contacts from my iCloud and trying to remember who's who, and then hopefully I get a response and then I think I'm some spam bot or something like that. You know
Well, yeah, I know, like it's been a year and a half and now you're
what I mean?
randomly texting me, but I, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I would say to that, just like, don't overthink it, you know what I mean? And goes back to, you can't be afraid of being rejected or people just not having anything to really say or in response to you reaching out, and that doesn't mean anything to about you. It's just, it's the, not the right, honestly, it just, if they're not the right people, you know what I mean? Like, that's not your door. They're not the right people. It's not, or it's not the right time. And just move on and find those people that are for you. And that's what really matters the most. And a lot of times, people, the more you do for yourself, the more you have going on, that it attracts people. So that's why a lot of times I just go back and I just go back into the drawing board, work on me, do me, put more projects out, put more content out, refine whatever it is that I already have out, improve upon myself, look better, whatever it is I feel I need to do for me. And I feel like that begins to also attract people, because people are interested, like, oh, you're doing something else. Oh, okay, now you're doing this, now you're doing that. And then now it's better. I feel like networking is like, draw people to you more than you're going after them. Like, that's net better networking to me. Like, I'd rather you see me out here doing my thing, and you want to be connected to me. Like, I don't want to be so, and I'm not saying like so hungry to the point where it's like, oh, I gotta connect with this person so I can get do this or get that, or no, like, no, I'm doing this and doing that regardless. And these people are going to want to connect with me because they want to figure out how I did this and that, not the other way around, And that's kind of, and I don't know if that's from being, from all the rejection that I've received, that I have that attitude, or if it's just what I don't know. That's just, now I just like, just boss up, man. Like, if people, if you're not going to boss up, you're not going to have me just boss up again. Boss up
And
again,
that is a
keep bossing
lesson
up. And
learned.
then when you when people start noticing, like, oh, wait, they didn't boss all the way up. People want to be around bosses. That's the bottom line. People want to be around successful people, people that are doing great. So when you put out that presence, when you put out that persona, when you put that, hey, this is what I've got going on, and it's all, and you always seem to be progressing, or you and you really are progressing, that's a magnet to the people, to, and it's going to draw those people in that you need. They're going to be knocking on your door trying to network with you, versus you knocking on somebody else's door that they have closed, that they're blocked, that they don't want to let you into.
And see, that's
Switch
the
roles,
lesson
switch,
learned.
reverse it.
That's the lesson learned right there, what you said of because of those experiences, just getting more comfortable with just letting people be drawn to me. Like, yeah, you still have your, people that you are connected to that, you keep that relationship with because it's a genuine connection, and it has been valuable, whether it's a mentor, whether it's just anything. But like you said, you get to the point to where it's just like, okay, like we were mentioning earlier, creating those platforms, creating your own bubble or circle, and having people be drawn to you and attracted to you. Because I can say, at least like just even within these past several months, I see the difference in the connections I've made, and then the connections that have been drawn to me at the same time. And I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. And I just, we just want to make sure we're always putting our best foot forward. And like you said, bossing up, leveling up, getting to the next step. Absolutely, absolutely.
I think a lot of times, I had a couple of things I want to touch on, and then and make it fast. But yeah, the bossing up, leveling up part is so important. A lot of times, you're not making connections because sometimes people aren't vibrating on your level. Sometimes you're in the wrong room.
Oh man. Oh, say it loud for the people in the back. Oh.
You're in the wrong room. There's nothing wrong with you. It's
Out of
wrong, something wrong with them. You're in the wrong room. Because it's like, when I'm in the right room, I'm good. But when it's the wrong room, I'm not good. So that's, knowing that. And then, okay, I wanted to ask you this. Do you feel like it's easier to network with other women than it is to network with men? Yes or
Ooh.
no, and why?
Ooh, okay. So I have to answer it this way. I feel like it's easier to network with men, but relationship with women, networking with them is way more beneficial as a woman. And the reason
You
I say,
said that. That's
you
perfect.
know what I
That's
mean?
perfect.
And to clarify, the reason why I say it's easier to network with men, because men are men. Like, let's just, and I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, men are men.
It's easier to network with men
You know?
initially. It's easier to, I feel like,
Yeah.
it's easier to have like that banter and to feel like there is a connection and we're gonna work and all that stuff. But I do, but long term, women have helped me the most in my career than men. And that's in every aspect of my career, period, I would say.
Because I feel like us as women, like we know, I don't know. I feel like we talked about this. Like we know how to use our femininity and we understand that it's a male run industry. So, you know, it is easier because they're there. They're more than likely in those spaces and we can use our femininity to appease to them. But at the same time, like the reason why the relationships I feel like with women are more beneficial because one, like you said, they end up helping you more. Two, they've probably been through the experience, understand the experience, or you know what I'm saying? Like they can relate to the experience. But then on top of that, you know, the reason why I say it's not as easy because you know, from woman to woman, neither one of y'all want to waste each other's time, and at the same time, you want to make sure that both of y'all are on y'all shit. So when you do come together or vice versa, you know, whatever the case may be, it's a progression. It's a leveling up. It's a advancement, no matter what type of level that's on. And they end up being more valuable situations. And I think it's like how you said earlier, like, men relate to men, women relate to women. And that's the biggest thing. And I don't know, that's how I kind of look at it. And one thing I will say, like
What do you gotta say? What you gotta say?
I will say this, you know how you say like, you can't be afraid of rejection. Sometimes it may not be the right room, et cetera. You know, I feel like in those cases, it's easier to network with men just because you get all the different versions, the ones that are serious, the ones that waste your time, the ones that don't know what they want. So it's just whatever. But with the women, it's like you're only going to network with those that actually mean you well. If there's not going to be any type of progression or growth from it, or they can't assist you, they'll flat out fucking tell you. They'll flat out say, you know what? I think you should do this. And then, you know, ABC. Or let me put you in contact with this person instead because that's not my field, or whatever the case may be. Like, women are definitely way more direct when it comes to networking about what they're trying to do, what they want to accomplish, and their capabilities. And it's not to speak bad about the men. It's really not. It's just, you know,
Your
we're women,
experience.
so they don't care. It's just like, oh, if I know you, I know you, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I know, and it's just, yeah, I don't, and that, it's just real quick, because I think we have a few more minutes. Really quick. It gets exhausting using my femininity. And it's not even, I'm not even actively, I don't even have to actively use it. It's like I'm a woman, so it's activated already. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even putting anything, doing anything extra. It's just I'm there. They see I'm female, and
Light stays on.
it's on. You know what I mean? And it's like I don't have, again, I'm telling you, like, this is all a game, and I understand, like, sometimes you have to play the game, but it's exhausting. And I just be like, that's what I stay out of. A lot of times I stay out of situations like that. Like, if it's just like, oh yeah, oh, I gotta turn on, I gotta use my feminine, like, and I swear, 9 times out of 10, it really doesn't help. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. Like, again, long term, it don't really help. In the short term, hell yeah. But in the long term, it hasn't helped me. Like, when I think about it, I'm like, it doesn't, it's
Exactly.
Haven't got me anything.
Exactly. Not anything
significant. Haven't got me anything significant that I know of. I mean,
and the, I will say the ones that if you do come across, like if you do network with some guys, like it's a small group, but you do have the small group of guys that do, they do really help and make a difference. It's not a lot. And I hate to say that.
You're right.
It's not a lot. But there are key ones that do. And I feel like those are the people that have really just gone through all those different experiences already. And they just, you know, they so far in, it's just like their mind is not there anymore. Their mind is literally on the business. And yeah, those are the type of guys I do like to come across and work with, because like, yes, we can just focus on business, nothing else. And if it's not that, you know, and to have a great rapport with them too is also, yeah, you know, that's a great thing too. But yeah, with the women, you know, it might be a little harder to crack because, you know, us women, we... If somebody said it to me, which made so much sense, you know, like when you start to really get into that boss level, like your circle gets smaller and smaller, and we're very mindful of who we have in our circle. Like you mentioned, the tribe and like-minded people. So us as discerning women, in most cases, we're not going to always open up right away to each other, but it doesn't mean we don't help each other either. So that way, when we do network with those people and then we do, you know what I'm saying, we get those openings, like that's why they last way longer.
Yeah. And I think, you know, and this is just why it's so important to me to just keep going after, with, you know, the things that I'm doing. And so that way, you know, I can give other people opportunities and different yeah, things like that to make it easier for other women that's coming up, young girls, because it shouldn't be this difficult. And I know that, you know, and that's not to say that there aren't women thriving in entertainment, because there are. I mean, I'm personally thriving, but at the same time, you know, it can be difficult. Mm-hmm. And it's also difficult, especially when you're trying to, and then sometimes, you know, you hit plateaus and you do need to network more and to, you know, get, but and try to figure out, okay, what's next, but
mm-hmm, what worked, what didn't work, you know, how you can yeah, get better, whatever the case is. And hi listener, welcome in. We were actually just wrapping up. Obviously, we're talking about networking and socializing as a Black female independent artist. But yeah, we hit on a lot of topics from, you know, different ways to network, our experiences with networking and socializing, creating our own platforms to network, and, you know, figuring out who we connect with the most and what relationships last the longest or, you know, tend to be the most beneficial. But, you know, it's so multifaceted. We can never touch on every single thing. You know, it's an experience for everybody, but definitely building blocks, definitely creating that foundation. And I love how you put that. You know, you got to level up, you got to boss up. You got to boss up. Well, yeah, but yeah, that's pretty much everything. Did you have any other final words for the people?
I don't know. Stay Black and stay powerful.
Because it is Black History Month, so But yeah, y'all, until the next time, you already know it's me, your girl, Tiara Monique, along with my co-host here,
Rashard Amore. Thank you so much for tuning in to Industry.
We'll see you next Thursday. Until next time, peace.